Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Hopefully my voice will last for this show, but nobody understands how much I do before we ever turn the mic on and start my show. There's a lot going on. I was on OAN today, One American News Network, with an interview. I had to do a political podcast today, both on audio and video. And I had to do a sports podcast today on video. And I did an interview at 6:40 this morning on radio in, where was I? I don't know. In Alabama, I think. Yeah, it was in Alabama. So it's been a long day of hard work before I ever get on the golden mic. But I am here. My voice is here. It's just weak from all the talking. I just never stop talking. It's hard to stop talking. The phones never stop ringing. Texts and emails never stop coming in. And I'm running multiple companies, so a lot going on. But let me get right to everything going on. This is Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Network. I like to do a proof of life. To start the show, it's Friday, December 3rd, so it is a live show. Friday, December 3rd, it is me, not Memorex. It's hour number one. These are the big news stories of the day, according to Wayne Allen Root. See, that's the thing. The news media is the one who determines the most important stories of the day. So when you're dealing with ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, PBS, all of them have liberal scumbags. That's the honest truth. That's the honest word to describe them. Liberal scumbags who hate America deciding what the big news stories are, and their taste is very different than you and me. So they choose all the wrong stories, and they choose to cover up all the stories that make them look bad. But when I'm choosing the stories, you get the right ones for all of us. So here are the stories I've chosen as the number one stories in America. First of all, a huge miss, a gigantic miss, a gargantuan miss, a tragic miss with the jobs report today. CNBC, which is so liberal, I found that out in the early 2000s when I was hired. Literally, they said, we've chosen you to host two TV shows on CNBC, and you will be the star of a business show and the star of a sports gambling show. And literally, within a span of 48 hours, Jeffrey Zucker overruled and said, Wayne Root cannot appear on CNBC. He's a conservative, and I hate him. And he will never be on my network. And overnight, I lost a $1 million deal. And all the producers at CNBC were angry that I was chosen, and they called up Jeffrey Zucker and told him, do not let this guy in our network. And that was the end of Wayne Root at CNBC. That was it was me, two fair-haired boys at the time, Wayne Root and Donnie Deutsch, in early 2000. This must have been like 2001, 2002, 2003. And I was a nonstop guest on CNBC, and they wanted me to host shows, and they decided I would be the host of two big new shows, and Donnie Deutsch would be the host of a third show, and that would be the big shows that season. I think it was 2003 for CNBC, and then Jeffrey Zucker overruled and killed my career at CNBC. They're all so liberal over there. And CNBC, the liberals, were just shocked. They didn't know what to say. They were in mourning. Their mouths were opened by the November jobs report. There were supposed to be 550,000 jobs created in America, and there were only 210,000 jobs created. And trust me when I tell you, that's about as big a miss as you will ever hear about, as you will ever see, as you will ever experience. It is terrible. It is awful. It's, 300,000 jobs short, 340,000 to be exact, less than half of what Wall Street expected, and I'm sure Wall Street sets expectations low. Oh, here's the Dow Jones estimate. It wasn't 550, it's 573.
They expected 573,000 jobs in America last month, and we got 210,000. So 363,000 short of what was expected. The Biden economy, I almost said Obama, because it really is the O-Biden economy. It's Biden as the front puppet with dementia. And the ventriloquist who's running the show and pulling his strings is Barack Obama for the third term. And remember what Obama was like. Remember the 8 years of Obama. Horrible, horrible, horrible economic news nonstop. And it was all because Obama is a commie. He was a stealth commie who moved slowly. Now he's a wild commie who has to get his job done in 4 years because he knows that the GOP is about to win big. Big in 2022 and probably big in 2024. Landslides are coming of epic proportions. And he's only got 3 more years left to finish the job of destroying this country and killing the middle class. He can't afford to do it the way he did slowly, boil the frog slowly in his last 8-year term. And this is his next third 4-year term. Obama, don't kid yourself. Obama is president of the United States, and he's destroying our economy. And even though he was moving slowly and boiling the frog slowly and trying to fool us last time and being like a stealth commie, not an in-your-face commie with drastic steps, he did the same kind of things to the economy. It was a horrible, horrible 8 years, with the exception of the stock market, which did nothing but go straight up. Why? People don't understand why. Because the worse the economic news, the worse Main Street, the more business is closing, the more the GDP was zero, or the closer it was to zero, you could be absolutely certain each time that was announced that the Fed would create more fake money and drop it from a helicopter onto Wall Street, and Wall Street gets rich. So Wall Street actually roots for bad economic news. This is perfect for them. Bad economic news means more spending by the government, more printing of fake money, more spending of fake money, more dropping of fake money from a helicopter, and you always drop it on Wall Street. And so today's bad news, I'm sure in the long run, I don't know about today, but in the long run, will be good for the stock market. In the long run, the market was down today, but in the long run, it will be good for the stock market. All right, let's. Gold was up today, by the way. Gold was up sharply, $21 an ounce. Silver was up sharply to 22.45 an ounce. Other big news today: the state of Nevada is such a disappointment. It's so terrible. It's so terrible when you have one horrible leader named Sisolak, who's a sissy. Just a total loser, total coward, total cowering to COVID and this new variant that's a nothing variant that even the people who discovered it in South Africa say it is very mild. Do you understand if it's very mild that it's a mild flu? We've had mild flus every year in the history of America and never threatened the economy and never tried to destroy people's lives over it, or lock down businesses, or keep people from going to work. This is all insanity, and this new Omicron is just a joke. It's a pathetic joke. I saw the latest study out. Something like 80% of Democrats are scared to death of Omicron, and like maybe 12% of Republicans are scared, and independents are like at 25%. So other than Democrats, no one gives a damn anymore. This is like prohibition. That's a column I'm going to write in the near future. We are experiencing the new prohibition. When you make booze illegal, it's such a ridiculous thing to do, and it's so insane to try and stop people from drinking. It's none of your business. That everyone becomes a criminal, and they all drink and tell the government to go to hell, and no one listens to the government anymore. And that's what's happening. This is the new prohibition, and no one's listening to the government anymore. As a matter of fact, if you scramble the word Omicron, it spells out moronic, which is no coincidence. And if you scramble the letters of Delta dash Omicron, you get media control. Did you know that? Do it. Delta dash Omicron, representing the Delta variant and the Omicron variant. If you take those words and scramble them, you get media control. If you take Omicron alone and scramble it, you get moronic. And that, my friends, is exactly what's going on in America today. Some more news stories. Fantastic news to start the day. A top Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia came out against Biden's vaccine mandate and wants to vote for the defunding of Biden's vaccine mandate. That's good. I never finished my Nevada story with Steve Sisolak. Nevada just became the first state in America to impose a surcharge on unvaccinated government employees. Thank God it does not apply to me. It does not apply to you, but it applies to anyone who's a government employee. If you're listening right now and you're a policeman, a fireman, a nurse, I guess nurses qualify in many cases as government employees. Certainly the ones who work for the VA are government employees. If you are a prison guard, if you are, you know, any sort of a secretary, custodian, anyone who works for government, it doesn't matter what your job, if you're a bureaucrat, if you're unvaccinated, Nevada became the first U.S. state to impose a surcharge on you. It doesn't take effect till the middle of next year, but all but two members of the state's public employees benefit program voted during a meeting to approve a surcharge of $55 a month on unvaccinated workers. The approved proposal also stipulates a surcharge of $175 a month for worker spouses, partners, dependents 18 and older. That could be adjusted down the road. It all goes into effect July 1st, 2022. And so I find this disgusting. I find it revolting. I find it un-American. If you're unvaccinated, they want to fine you now. Going down the same road as Europe and Australia and New Zealand and all the countries of the world that have screwed up their economies and screwed up their healthcare system. And you know what my response is? The same as Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, he's wonderful. He said today, no piss-ant politician has the right or the legal authority to force you to get vaccinated. And that's exactly what we all have to say. Let's go, Brandon. F Joe Biden. Screw the government. Screw all of you. We'll do what we want to do. We are the American people, and we own the government. We pay your salaries. Go screw yourself. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at
at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I want to stress again, there's been a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, request, and a judge ordered it to be released. All of the Pfizer documents that Pfizer didn't want released until the 2070s, 55 years from now. And they show that in just the first few weeks of the vaccine caused over 1,200 people to die and over 42,000 adverse effects. I don't mean to say I told you so, but I told you so. And so everybody should know that. How can anyone say it's, quote-unquote, misleading if you say that the vaccine is not good for you and the vaccine is failing and the vaccine is killing people? It is such overwhelming evidence at this point that the vaccine is killing people and the vaccine should be stopped. This vaccine has got to be stopped. There's nobody else in the country who said it as soon as I did. I'm going to see if maybe during this, while I'm talking to you, it's kind of hard to do 12 things at once, but if I could find the column I wrote that said that we've got to stop the vaccine, the entire vaccine experiment has failed and we got to stop it, and I said that like 6 months ago. 6 months ago. Here's a column I wrote. If Trump was the president, not one Democrat in America would be vaxxed. Here's one I wrote 6 months ago. This is 1938 and they're coming for the unvaccinated first. I mean, I'm very, very, very proud of what I've written. Here's one from 7 months ago. I know exactly who's to blame for this new wave of COVID, and it's not unvaccinated Americans. Oh, here's the one I wrote that said we've got to cancel this vaccine. I'm not anti-vax, I'm pro-vax, but what if this experimental COVID shot is killing people? Don't Americans have a right to know? That was the headline, and it was July 20th, 2021. So as recently as July, or as long ago as July 20th, which was July 20th to August 20th to September, October, November, and soon it'll be December 20th. So it's about 5 months ago that I wrote that we've got to cancel this entire experiment.
experiment. The vaccine is not working, and it's killing people. And in the past history of the United States, every time a vaccine kills 50 people, 30 people, 100 people, they cancel the entire vaccine program. This time, there's literally maybe hundreds of thousands dead, but there's certainly 20,000 dead in the United States and 25,000 dead in Europe. Those numbers are probably 1% of what the real number is, but that's okay. Let's take 20,000 and 25,000. In the U.S. and the EU, 45,000 people have died directly from the vaccines. That's from the VAERS report. The numbers are staggering, and the amount injured is staggering. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, and they'll have much more to say. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show, John and Chelsea Jubilee, with Energized Health, regular guests on my show, and they're always sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, which helps people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercise and no restrictive fad diets. And I'm Exhibit A. Okay, so I've been on the program for over a year now. I started it right around December 1st of last year, 2020. And so I've been on the program over a year. And during the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body visceral fat. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I feel like $1 million. And I look like $1 million. And I look so much younger. And I look so much thinner. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 or 15 years younger. Don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation. Sign up before Christmas and your spouse is free. What a deal. Go now to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Energizedhealth.com. What did I do last year? Last fall, I released a new book. I've got a book now, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. But last fall, I released a book that was called Trump Rules. And I argued that Donald Trump is one of the most brilliant businessmen who's ever walked the face of the earth. And the best thing you could ever do if you want to make money in the business world is to follow the rules of Trump. That's why I called it Trump Rules. Double entendre. Trump Rules, meaning he's, you know, the king. And Trump Rules, meaning the rules of Trump, are inside the book. And I said, with Trump's rules, you can achieve anything in life. And sure enough, Trump loses the election, and a lot of liberals made fun of me and said, Wayne put out a book, how great Trump is, and he just lost. He's not a winner. He's a loser. Why would you follow Trump's rules? Well, first of all, Trump just has a new book out. In the first 10 days, it sold 100,000 copies, and he's charging, I think it's $80 a book, $79 a book. So Trump made $8 million in 10 days on his book. Eventually, I'm sure he'll make $25 to $50 million on that book. And second of all, he took his social media company public a couple of months ago, and it went so far, so fast on Wall Street that Trump made himself about $2 billion. Some say a lot more than that. And he's now richer than he's ever been in his life. And he's about to sell his Trump International Hotel, which every liberal said was a loser and was costing Trump a lot of money. He was in the red. He's about to sell it for a $100 million profit. Not bad. Trump rules. It works. Great Christmas gift. We'll be right back.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission nor more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The economy is adding fewer jobs than expected. Economists were looking for more than 550,000, but the number for November came in at just 210,000.
We certainly have work to do. There's no question about it. But I would say that, you know, we have to look at the whole picture, not just month-to-month snapshots.
That's Labor Secretary Marty Walsh. The unemployment rate fell to 4.2%. The parents of the Michigan school shooting suspect are being charged. Court documents show 15-year-old Ethan Crumbly's parents are now facing four counts of involuntary manslaughter. Crumbly's father legally bought the weapon on Black Friday that was later used in the shooting at a school north of Detroit. Lawyers for the parents say they are returning to the area to be arraigned after leaving due to safety concerns. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Wayne Allen Root. raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with more.
All right, Wayne on the Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Wayne on the Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Some hosts during the break take time off. They take a walk. They relax. They make a phone call. I was posting on social media because I went and digged into my past, and I found my article from July 20th. July 20th, I gave all the reasons why this vaccine should be suspended because of deaths and injuries. How did I know? It turns out now with the Freedom of Information Act, Pfizer had to release all the documents, and in just the first few weeks of this jab, 1,200 people died, 42,000 were adversely affected, some crippled, some badly injured, some just a bad allergic reaction. I knew it on July 20th, and the media was silent, and the politicians were silent. They didn't know about it. How come? I'll give you a guy who knew a lot about it, Alex Berenson, former New York Times reporter, who has from the beginning challenged the mainstream media with facts throughout the pandemic, facts and science, best-selling author of the new book, Pandemia, How Coronavirus Hysteria Took Over Our Government, Our Rights, and Our Lives. I've been with you, Alex. You and me have been on kind of a lonely path for a long time. Congratulations and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Wayne.
So, look, we both knew. All I said in the very beginning, back in January, is just don't be in a rush to get it. Wait a year or two or three and watch what happens, because it's a rush to production, emergency use only, experimental vaccine. Why would you want to put that in your body? That's all I ever said. I didn't know it was going to kill people. I didn't know it was going to injure people. But soon thereafter, I started to see the VAERS report, and I started to get the idea that this thing is really, really dangerous. And I know the swine flu in the 70s, when 300 people died, they suspended the entire vaccine program. Why would we not do this one? Why would this not be suspended when instead of 300 people dead, we know we have about 20,000 dead? It may be much higher than that, but VAERS says 20,000, in Europe 25,000, and literally a couple of million in America and EU injured. Why won't they admit they're wrong and this thing is dangerous and should be suspended?
Well, I mean, I think I'm gonna push back on here. I think it's a lot more complicated than this. And I write about this in Pandemia, which by the way, you know, I'm no friend of Pfizer I'm no, as you know, no rabid pro-vaxxer, but, it's complicated. So these reports that came out with this Freedom of Information Act request about, the FDA release, are basically the same reports that are in VAERS. And so we knew, as you say, you know, months ago that these reports were piling up in VAERS. The problem is that it's very, very hard to know which of the reports are, you know, causally linked and which are not. And so the vaccine advocates are going to say correlation is not causation.
Of course.
When you give all these people the shot and a lot of them are old and sick, some of them are going to die afterwards, and you need to do a lot of work to figure out if the signals are real or not. And so, and I'd agree with that. Okay. And it sounds like you'd agree with that too. The problem is they won't do the work.
Right.
They won't do the work to figure out the mechanism of action. They won't do the work to see, you know, what signals are really popping up. They've had to admit that this myocarditis risk is real in young men, but they haven't then said, well, what does that say about other cardiac risks? The problem isn't what we know, Wayne. It's what we don't know. And what they're pretending we know. And, you know, this is sort of the theme of Pandemia, is that for 2 years now, they have pretended they have the answers. And they've pretended that the answers are sort of cost-free. Just put a mask on everybody. It doesn't matter. Just keep your kids home from school. Zoom school is just fine. Just lock down and, we'll be fine in a month. And they've been wrong, and the stakes are even higher with the vaccine, because if they're wrong about this one, people are going to die.
Well, would you argue with this, Alex? Because, I mean, I study literally, and I'm just a talk show host. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. Don't claim to be. But
you know, I study every day. When this show is over the 3 hours, I put in hours looking at all the studies around the world and all the facts and stats around the world. To me, that's science. You're supposed to debate things like that. And what I've seen, unless I'm insane, unless I don't know what I'm doing, is every country in the world that's the most highly vaccinated has the most people sick with COVID, and every country in the world that's the least vaccinated has the least people sick with COVID. And there's lots of studies showing that vaccinated people are dying at very high rates, whether it's from the vaccine or not. I guess you have to study that. But vaccinated people are dying much faster than unvaccinated people, not of COVID, of everything. So there's a lot of questions, and you'd think you might suspend the vaccine program until you could get answers for those questions.
So again, I'll push back on you.
Yes,
go ahead. It's not that vaccinated people are dying at much higher rates than unvaccinated people. In fact, where we have the data, unvaccinated people are dying at higher rates. That is what you would expect, okay? Because contrary to popular understanding of this, people who get vaccines tend to be a lot healthier than people who don't, okay? And that's a known fact about the flu vaccine, okay? They have more money, they have more interested doctors, they're more interested in their own health, they can find the time to go get the shot. They tend to be healthier than unvaccinated people, and they tend to die less, okay? This is something that epidemiologists know. Okay, so the mere fact, and this is something that they're not telling the truth about, the mere fact that people who are vaccinated are dying at lower levels than people who are unvaccinated, either of COVID or in general, tells you absolutely nothing. Here's what we know, and this is what and then you can ask me whatever you like. We know that all cause mortality, deaths from all causes, in a number of countries that are highly vaccinated, have increased substantially in the last few months. And to me, that is the biggest red flag of all. We don't know why that's happening. We don't know what the breakdown of vaccinated versus unvaccinated in those countries, dying in those countries is. But what we know is that for some reason, deaths are going up in those countries.
Right. So, look, I'm going to send to you when this show is up what I've got in my hands, because it contradicts something you just said. Here's the headline. The vaccinated are clearly dying off faster than the unvaccinated, according to UK data. And here's the data. Between week 26 to July 2nd, unvaccinated deaths were roughly 25 per 100,000. In the vaccinated category, 21 days after the first dose of the vaccine, the mortality rate was 89 per 100,000 deaths. So 26 per 100,000 in unvaccinated, 89 per 100,000 in vaccinated, and that's in UK, and that's over a pretty long period. So my point to you is
there are stats
showing that vaccinated people are dying faster than unvaxxed, and don't forget, the category of unvaxxed includes anyone who got the first shot and hasn't gotten the second yet, and anybody who got the second shot for 2 weeks after, if they die, they count as unvaccinated. So they love to say
this is the mistake you're making, and now we're kind of getting into the weeds of stuff. In the U.S., that's how they do it. What you just quoted me actually contradicts
that. Well, that was from the U.K.
You just mentioned to me people who had one dose and didn't get the second one. Those people are clearly very sick and at high risk from dying. And I think the reason is if you can't tolerate the vaccine well enough to get the second dose, you're probably in pretty bad shape physically, and you probably were before. So this is here's what we're agreeing about, Wayne. This is immensely complicated.
There's a lot of
questions. It's immensely complicated on the epidemiological level. It's immensely complicated on the cellular level. It's immensely complicated. And these public health authorities are not admitting that. And that, you know, that's the theme of pandemia, and that is the problem with the vaccines. And now they're pushing people to get boosters, and they don't have a clue what the long-term effect of a third or a fourth or a fifth dose is of this thing, much less. How could they?
The real issue, as I say again and again on the shows, no matter how many times I say my opinion is, you probably should be very careful about getting the vaccine. In the end, we have freedom in America. If you want it, you should get it. If you feel safer, you should get it. And if you don't, you shouldn't. The real issue is vaccine mandates. What right has government got to force someone who doesn't want it, who's healthy, who may have already had COVID and now has the antibodies, what right have they got to force you to get it or lose your job, not be able to pay your mortgage and become homeless? When did government get that right?
Totally, totally agree with that. Okay, and by the way, I think the courts increasingly agree with that. But
yes,
the mistake we made last year, and again, you and I think we're on the same page on this. When the lockdowns first happened, when the mask mandates first happened, I was fighting against those things on Twitter. I was saying, here's what the data says. And you know, it's just a mask. What difference does it make if it doesn't, you know, it's not going to hurt anybody. Even if that's true, okay, even if that's true, the reason to fight for our rights is because our rights don't just apply to things like masks that might not hurt us. They apply to vaccines, too.
Right.
And they apply to lockdowns, too.
And lockdowns,
those
yes.
things, and lockdowns. So you have to hold the line, and you have to say government can't just do what it wants because it wants to. And, again, I don't understand how so many people forgot that last year. Now we're starting to remember it again, but it's late in the game.
Well, and have you seen what's happened in Australia and New Zealand and Austria and Germany now? I mean, my God, you can't tell people if you're it sounds like, you know, I happen to be Jewish, right? And to me, if you took Hitler's words, the Jews are dirty, the Jews are filthy, we can't let Jews live normal lives, we should fire them for their jobs, it sounds like that's what they're all saying about unvaccinated people now. You're dirty, you're filthy, you're disease-carrying, you can't have a job, you can't go to restaurants. Isn't there some eerie comparison there? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I agree with you, and you know, look, I'm Jewish too, and you know, it doesn't feel very good, does it? You know,
no.
Anyway, look, I want to get you a copy of Pandemia if you don't have it. I'd love to talk.
I'd love to get
the vaccine. It's gonna, the debate's gonna continue to unfold. That's for sure.
All right, make sure you get a copy of his book, Alex Berenson, Pandemia, How Coronavirus Hysteria Took Over Our Government, Our Rights, and Our Lives. He's a former New York Times reporter, and I would argue he knows a hell of a lot more about science than all the people who claim they are science. Thank you, Alex, for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Wayne, thanks for having me.
Happy holidays. Wayne Allyn-Ruth, the Warrior, will be right back.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Ruth. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great everywhere I go. People tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation. Sign up before Christmas and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895 or EnergizedHealth.com.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the veteran and wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to VetsAndHorses.com today.
raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
I want to take this moment to kind of share some insider baseball with my fans, because there's no other host that does this. No other host will go in-depth into why I handle things the way I do. With that last guest, Alex, who I like, by the way. Look, Alex is a former New York Times medical reporter, and he's a constant Fox News guest who argues things that sound very similar to things I say. You know, I always said if you and I agree on 70-80%, we're on the same team. Don't make enemies. Because if you make enemies with people that agree with you 70-80%, then you've got nobody left in the end. You got to keep the players on the team. And as long as you're on the general same pathway, you keep them on the team. And so I had a lot of texts and a lot of emails after this segment saying, Wayne, why did you rip Alex apart? Wayne, go get him. Wayne, attack him. He's wrong. People are dropping dead like flies of heart attacks. And Robert Kennedy Jr. says, let's see, I've got the stat here. Robert Kennedy Jr. says that you're 500% more likely to get a heart attack if you've been vaccinated. And Wayne, use this stuff. Well, I know it all. There's a point where I disagreed gently and nicely with manners with Alex, who's a great guest and is basically on our team and is basically fighting Big Pharma and fighting the vaccines. This is not world wrestling. This is not a tag team wrestling. My job is not to smash his head into the corner of the ring and make his eyeballs pop out and bleed. That's not my job. When I get a liberal on this show, and by the way, you notice there's never a liberal on my show, we try and get him on. We reached out to CNBC and asked for Jim Cramer to come on the show and debate. We've asked for Fauci to come on and debate. They'll never do that. They know I'll rip them to shreds. So, but when I'm on with people who are on my team, basically, I'm not going to get into a wrestling tag team and hit him in the back of the head with a chair. I'm just not going to do it. So I let him get away with his little arguments, and I made my arguments, and you all can judge who's right or who's wrong. But you need great guests on your show. Alex Berenson's a great guest, a great get, a big name, a celebrity, a best-selling author, and basically on our side. So I'm on his team, and I want to be nice, and I want him to come back for more interviews, and that's why I handle things the way I do. Got it? Capiche? All right. Tangible Investments is the sponsor. I know all of you sometimes would like me to go tag team on every guest. And it's just not me. I don't do that. When the day comes where they go tag team on me, they're liberal and they're vicious to me and they call me a name, you will see my head explode and I will forget decorum and I will wrestle them in the corner and I will take their eyes out. But when they're nice to me and I'm nice to them and we're all respectful, everything's okay. And when they're a constant guest, we may disagree, but we're going to disagree nicely. Mostly, Alex is on our team. He's been fighting the vaccines and fighting Big Pharma. The difference is I'm willing to say this thing is killing people and it's right on the verge of being mass murder. There are others who say it's Mengele and it's Nazi Germany and it is mass murder. And then there's Alex who says lots of questions and we got to ask all those questions and we got to have debate. Him and I are on the same team. Right? The people who are saying this is fine and dandy and wonderful and it's the only way to fight COVID, we're not on the same team. But wait a minute, let me give you an asterisk. One of the people saying it's fine and dandy and it's okay and the only way to beat this thing is vaccine, Donald J. Trump. And he's my buddy. And he's on the show all the time. And he was the president of the United States. And I think he's going to be the next president again. Unless millions and millions of people die, and he doesn't get ahead of this, and he keeps taking credit for it, and millions die, and he'll get blamed for it. And that's why I'm trying to talk some reason into him. But he's not my enemy. He's my friend. Just because you disagree with someone on one issue or parts of one issue does not mean they're the enemy. And if you start treating everybody as the enemy, you're not going to have any friends left in the media business. So that's why I do what I do, and that's why I'm careful not to go head-to-head, toe-to-toe with a knife, in a gunfight or a gun in a knife fight. Even if I expect to win, I just don't want to do it. I don't want to go all the way and make an enemy of someone. Got it? Tangible Investments is the... And by the way, I could have done that in my interview with President Trump. I could have made an enemy instead of a friend of someone who I've been such a good right-hand man to, and he was such a great president, and we both like each other so much. But I could have said, you know what? You've lost me. Millions are going to die, and it's all because of you, and you're not even figuring out that you've got to say that this vaccine is not what you thought it was, and it's a nightmare. No, I don't say things like that. Donald Trump is my friend. He's on our team. He's a great president. This was not his vaccine. It's Fauci's vaccine. It's the CDC's vaccine. Donald Trump is not a scientist. He didn't know what's in the vaccine, and clearly he still doesn't understand what's in the vaccine. And I'll just keep working on him until he comes to my way of thinking. And by the way, he gets all my columns, and he knows what I believe is that he ought to be saying. I take credit for being a field general, making it happen quicker than anyone ever believed. But people have a right to not take this vaccine, and that's exactly what he said in his most recent interviews. He said it's very important, there should be no mandates, and people have a right to turn this vaccine down, even though he believes it's good for them. So he's learning, and I think he's coming around to our way of thinking. And in another year, he may be all the way around to our way of thinking. We'll see. Tangible Investments, sponsor of this show, and I believe gold and silver, you know, with inflation raging, and everybody now admitting it's raging, and now admitting for the first time it's going to be here for a long period of time, and we've got the supply chain issues, we've got the open borders, we've got the vaccine mandate issues. There's a lot of problems. You're going to have to buy gold and silver to protect yourself. It's an insurance policy. You can get gold for only 1% over the New York spot price from only one company in the world. Tangible Investments, 800-300-8441, toll free, 800-300-8441. Tell them Wainwright sent you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
82.